This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. European Union leaders agreed late Monday to ban two-thirds of Russian oil imports as part of a compromise deal to increase pressure on Russia while accounting for the economic impacts on some EU nations that are more reliant on Russian oil supplies. EU Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell said Tuesday the EU embargo on most Russian imports will mean Russia gets less financial resources to feed its war machine. But international analyst Matteo Via in Milan says the situation needs to be closely monitored in the next few weeks to see whether Russia is really being hit by the sanctions.
Because clearly Russia is looking for other buyers abroad, and it's finding them, which are usually India and China as well. It depends on what the price will be of this oil. Currently, Russia is selling its own oil at $35 per barrel discount to India and China. And if this goes on, clearly this will be hitting its finances. But again, it's a fine balance that we have to find, because if oil in general skyrockets, so if Brent oil price goes very much up, it means that Russian oil as well will go up. And so sanctions will have almost no effect. So again, it's a fine balance. Currently, Russia is taking a hit, which is pretty significant, but still we have to monitor the situation over the next weeks and months to see whether Russia is really being hit by the sanctions or not.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian court Tuesday sentenced two Russian soldiers to 11.5-year prison terms after they pleaded guilty last week to indiscriminately shelling civilian targets in the Kharkiv region from across the border in Russia. This is VOA News. Authorities in Shanghai say they will take some major steps towards reopening China's largest city after a two-month COVID-19 lockdown throttled the national economy and bottled up millions of people in their homes. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Shanghai's streets still look fairly quiet, but activity is picking up. At a daily news conference on the city's outbreak, Vice Mayor Zhong Min said full bus and subway services will be restored, as will basic rail connections with the rest of China, adding the epidemic has been effectively controlled. Just 29 new cases were recorded on Monday, continuing a steady decline from more than 20,000 a day in April. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
International media monitors demanded Tuesday that Taliban rulers in Afghanistan urgently investigate the alleged disappearance of two journalists and bring the perpetrators to justice. Relatives and co-workers of Ali Akbar Karkwa and Jamaluddin Deldar have not seen or heard from either of them since May 24th, when they went missing from the Afghan capital, Kabul. Karkwa, a photojournalist and reporter with a little Subhi Kabul newspaper, had departed for the capital's Koti Sanghi area in the morning of May 24th to report and attend his university classes. Since then, his mother and brother told local media they could not find any information about him. They said they'd contacted Taliban authorities, suspecting their role in the journalist's abduction, but they denied any involvement. Meanwhile, on a visit to Taiwan, U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth is reiterating her support for the island amid rising Chinese threats. Duckworth met with Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen Tuesday and emphasized the close economic and political security relations between Taipei and Washington. China claims Taiwan as its own territory to be annexed by force if necessary, and Monday sent 30 military aircraft into airspace close to the island. Taiwan's defense ministry said it responded by scrambling jets, putting air defense missile systems on alert, and issuing radio warnings. In her remarks, Duckworth said she wanted to emphasize U.S. support for Taiwan's security. She also added that the issue was about the economy as well as military. Repeating this hour's top news story, European leaders Monday agreed to ban two-thirds of Russia oil imports as part of a compromise deal to increase pressure on Russia. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.